Welcome to Kartik Inspiration, day number 4. There is a very famous Upanishad, the Chandogya Upanishad, which informs us about something we can be mindful during this month. Ahara Shuddho Sattva Shuddhihi. When one's food is pure, his mind also becomes clear and pure. So, during this month, we really need to also look at the food which we take. It's good to avoid heavy foods that dull the mind so that we cannot engage it in spiritual practice. Now, another point of great value is that eating is not only done through the mouth. You can eat or take in impressions also through all the senses. There's an example that teaches us to be mindful what we see through our eyes, what is our eye food, if you so want. Ajamil. He was a man of great virtues, extremely well versed in scriptures, truthful, and inclined towards serving others, especially the elders. Now, one day it so happened that when returning from the forest after he had collected the flowers and fruits which he needed for his worship, he saw a scene that very much was upsetting his mind. He saw a prostitute, half naked, being embraced by a shameless man who was full of lust. And when he took in that impressions, his mind became upset and disturbed. There were now very unfavorable impressions in his mind. So you are not only formed by what you eat, you are also formed by what you see, and in this way eat through your eyes. During the month of Kartik, it is very good to surround yourself with good pictures. Look at photographs, images, and feed yourself with divine and spiritual impressions that will really create within you a mental response of devotion. Yes, devotion can be increased by feeding through your various senses good impressions, eating pure food, seeing good inspiring impressions, hearing also, very important, kirtans, and so on. Let there be a stream of encouraging, strengthening, nourishing impressions through all of our senses. Bhakti means to engage our senses in the service of the Lord by taking these positive impressions into our mind and wherever it goes. See you tomorrow.